suit, it's such a bummer how you chase that girl.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're putting the whole thing up with Hey Mario by Patton Pending. This is fantastic because it's the second week we're able to like do a show and then do another show.
Continuously. Right? It's crazy.
It's really, really good. For those that don't know, if things are new to the show, this is the show where we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you now, currently, every week. But, you know, before it was a little bit.
Whatever.
We have all of our audio, our news, reviews, whether it's written or recorded on our website. Bear, what is the website?
It's exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the
very, P. Very right. Correct you are. We also have social media at exppoints.
I've been working hard to remember.
I know, right? This is the first time we've ever done it this way.
Right, it's crazy.
We have social media at exppoints.com/social. Check us out on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community. We also have streamable audio on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play Music podcasts, as well as a ton of other places, including the website itself. You can just stream us off of there. That's pretty neat,
directly.
Right? We also have PayPal and Patreon. PayPal if you want to donate directly. Patreon if you want us to do something really goofy for like $5. We really should just get on Fiverr, though I don't know we want to do that after PewDiePie.
I was about to bring up PewDiePie.
Want to calm down with that. Let's cut two songs and then come back and talk about what we did last week. This is The Fall, the remix by Daft Punk, and then Game It Ain't No Game by Andrew Volt. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Game It Ain't No Game by Andrew Volt. Before that, we opened it up with The Fall by Daft Punk off the Tron Legacy soundtrack, the reconfigured soundtrack.
Right,
I think it was the M83 mix. So this is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, you always do it. Bear, what did you do last week? Please indulge us with the stories.
What
did you do? Don't look at your phone. Like, I got to look at my notes.
What did I do?
Swipe.
Guess what did I do last week?
You just swipe into the right a lot. What are you doing?
It was a big blur.
Are you on Tinder? Don't be on Tinder during
the show. Fine. I won't be on Tinder during the show.
What did you do last week?
Last week. Actually, my friend gave me a manga series called Black Butler.
Okay.
Which I got to start to read a little bit, but didn't get too far into it.
Is that the porno one?
No.
What am I thinking of?
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of one. No, this is a real thing. I'm thinking of one. I haven't seen it, but it's like one of
everyone. It's called hentai.
It's
like an entire
references.
Genre.
It's got black something in it. Bible black.
Okay.
Everyone references that.
There you go.
This is extra. Again, FCC. Look, I'm just making small.
Bonus points.
Making small. Go ahead.
Okay.
Bonus experience points. So you were watching porn. You were reading a manga. Go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
Anyway, so I read a little bit of that, but then I got distracted because I found a webcomic. Okay. And you know that webcomics
You
are
love
like,
webcomics.
Yeah.
Well, and you start with one and you're like, oh, look, Powerpuff Girls. And then all of a sudden you're
Powerpuff
like,
Girls
why?
Are webcomics now.
It's really, no,
he
it's
knows
really
nothing.
Good. It's really good. Bleed Man. Bleed Man's Powerpuff
okay,
Girl.
Then.
But yeah, so like you end up reading.
But anyway, my thing, though, you know, because I'll find one, is years later, so I have to start at the beginning. And
there's thousands of comics.
Right.
Yeah.
I think this one was 800 and something strips.
That's a weekend.
Yeah,
weekend.
That's exactly what happened.
That's what my weekend.
So, that was Rain. Like one of the LGBT things.
Yeah, is that R-E-I-G-N?
No, R-A-I-N, just like it's outside currently.
Oh, yeah, it is storming.
Yeah. It was actually, I enjoyed it. The art wasn't I wouldn't say the art's the best, even the artist makes fun of themselves about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, story's good, especially.
XKCD.
Yes, that proves it. Story matters. Yeah. It was actually funny, though, because.
Hold on. I don't know that there's actually a story with XKCD. I mean, there is, but I don't know. If we're gonna, that's a cyanide and happiness. Like, well, clearly there's a story there. Well, maybe, but anyway, go back to your story. But I don't know that story with XKCD is really.
There's totally a story.
That was a partial analogy that I don't know if we can make it full circle. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was just talking about, like, a lot of the LGBT webcomics, though, if you ever notice reading them, I don't know if you ever do, but it seems everyone's, like, gay or lesbian or trans or something by the end, like, everyone in the strip.
Well, yeah, it's LGBT.
Right,
those are all what those letters mean.
I was talking to my sister about this, Heather, and about how ridiculous it is.
Right.
But then we started listing off our friend group. We're like, oh, crap. They're not right. You're like my token straight friend.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, straighty over there.
Yeah. Woo-wee. Good for you.
Straight edge.
So I kind of looked at Black Butler. It looks cool. That one's set in like London, like Victorian London.
Is it the one where he's like a thief?
No. It, like, I think it's like a family and there's some kind of like the but I think it it reminded me a lot of Alucard. Like, the butler's kind of like soulbound to the master.
Like indentured servitude
sort
of thing.
So I don't know where it's going because I haven't gotten into it. I just have a friend that's freaking out to have me read this, and she brought the entire series and dumped it in my lap.
And you just made me think that I really want to go back and rewatch all of Hellsing. Cause that's,
dude,
that's
Hellsing.
What you just,
Hellsing Abridged.
Hellsing Abridged is amazing. Hellsing, I love Hellsing Abridged. Ultimate is great. Yes. All the Hellsing's good.
Yeah, watch some Hellsing, yeah.
The only thing bad about Hellsing is I imagine at some point they made a PS2 game about it, and that's just
did they
not,
really?
No, I'm just,
oh, you're
I'm
just
saying,
imagining
they did
this.
It with Evangelion, and it wasn't very good. Yeah. They did it with just all these things, and it wasn't very good. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's mostly what I did was just dive into this webcomic. I worked on a car. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, you fixed your van, right?
Now, oh, well, yeah, actually, I fixed the van. Yeah. So I've done all up under the hoods
lately.
You can
now drive it down by the river.
Yes!
Chris
it
Farley
works again.
Buddy.
So, awesome. Actually, funny story with that. I took it apart, and there was a shop rag in the oil pan for the transmission. And that's why it kept not working.
So
you don't
on.
Put shop rags
let
in
me,
the oil pan.
Okay, no, I gather that much, but I mean...
Me too.
So
I know a lot
let
now.
Let me... IR mechanic. So how... Oh, yeah, all right.
You're making the same face I made when I found it.
When you were like, oh, this thing's broken, and you start trying to fix it, and nothing's working. You didn't replace any parts on it.
Yeah.
You literally just took out this
rag.
Well,
the first thing I did was I Googled, because obviously, and people were saying, hey, maybe it's this solenoid or something that that controls the transmission.
Okay.
Because it would run when it's cold, but when it warmed up, it would stop running.
Okay.
And
so
it
wasn't like it wasn't cranking at all.
No, like the engine was running fine. It just wouldn't go anywhere.
I got you. Okay.
I replaced that. Nothing happened. And so eventually decided to just take it apart, the transmission, and start looking at it. So I took the oil pan off, and as soon as I did that, by the way, it didn't have a drain plug, so you just take the oil pan off and oil. Yeah, that was fun. There's no drain plug on this.
This van isn't that old, though.
It's a 2000.
Like, yeah, in 2000 we had plugs. We had plugs.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it doesn't have one.
Looking at you, Dodge.
So, yeah, pretty much. Anyway, so that's why that didn't work. But then Heather's car, we also replaced the hoses on the alternator.
That's a good weekend when you get to play with some alternator hoses.
I hate you so much right
sense.
Now. the radiator.
Yep.
So that was a jolly good time.
Jolly good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
I've done a lot of automotive work recently, and that's weird.
It's good.
It's not nerdy, I guess. Maybe it's a little nerdy.
Get your bare hands dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we can do car things.
Awesome. Very
cool. Make them go honk honk and vroom vroom.
I updated the site to include all of our past audio. Well, no, I actually didn't do a lot of nerdy stuff. I played Banished because, again, obsessed. Played some Rock Band, but only because, like, my sister really wanted to play Rock Band. So, played some Rock Band. I kept playing Halo, and I realized something. I'm not particularly good at Halo.
Well, aren't you playing on, like, Heroic?
So yeah, we were talking yesterday, and I must have set the difficulty to above normal. Like, instead of hard, I think it's, like, easy, normal, maybe Heroic, or hard, Heroic, and then Legendary. I wanted to do a Legendary playthrough, but I knew I wasn't prepared for that. Like, I knew I wasn't ready for it, so I did, I guess, on Heroic. And I was wondering why, like, if a grenade exploded in the same level as me, that I would die. I didn't know why that was happening, and it turns out that it's just, you know, that's how hard Heroic is. And it got so frustrating. I'm toggling the graphics back and forth, and I'm like, how do we ever,
which is a thing you can do.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool.
A nice thing. In Halo Anniversary, or not Halo Anniversary, but in the Master Chief Collection, you were able to toggle the graphics back and forth to see what it was like originally when it came out effectively on the Xbox, the original Xbox or the Xbox 360 or whatever.
I remembered it being amazing.
And then...
You're telling me otherwise.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to take a screenshot on the Xbox and then, like, do a screenshot with and a screenshot without. And it's just, it's real. I'm sure that they exist already, but it's just ridiculous at how detailed it's now and how even then you're like, wow, this doesn't quite look that great. This looks like something a college, you know, student could do just with, like, Unity assets. And then you look at what it used to be, and you're like, this is barely... These are just squares. These are just really...
Just squares.
This is just gray
that
squares.
That square's green.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I'm a square, and they're squares, and, you know, it's just... It didn't look very good.
Oh, how far we've come.
Comparatively, right. So, anyway, the nice thing is that I finally got past... I think it was the Truth and Reconciliation. That was the... That was like the level that I kept going on. It was like you broke the gravity lift and you're trying to find Captain Keyes, and you end up like having, you're in the bay, like the cargo bay, and right. these elites that are cloaked with swords come out, and they're one shot kills, like one hit kills sort of on you, and you've got like four or five Marines that just die almost immediately.
Yay.
And so it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while since I played the game in its original form, or you know, on PC, because I didn't have an Xbox. I didn't have an original Xbox for very long.
I did, and I loved it. It was amazing.
I played it on PC usually because it was really great multiplayer. And, you know, it's just been a while. So I'm getting back into that. Played a little bit of Horizon Zero Dawn. Mostly just drank beer. Drink craft beer.
Nice.
Lots
nice.
Of craft beer. So really like
good
that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm being all healthy again.
I plan
again.
On recording at least some drinking games or something pretty soon. I want to do the Xbox One S review. I wanted to do the Horizon Zero Dawn review, but it's like I can't stop playing it long enough to actually record it, because when I'm done playing it, I'm like, oh, I'm done with this game. I gotta like give it some time.
Well, I was totally gonna do a Nintendo Switch review, but after watching everything, I'm just gonna wait for Splatoon.
We're actually gonna talk about the Switch in our next segment, because that's or in a future segment on
so
the
I decided
show.
To hold off if everyone's wondering.
Well, you lied, Dewis Bear.
Well, I think last time I told you I accidentally canceled my pre-order.
Right, you wanted to cancel Zelda, but you accidentally canceled the whole thing.
Yeah, turned out it was okay.
We're going to listen to two songs, come back, and talk about the next stuff. This is Breaking Out by the Proto Man and Goof by Binar Pilot. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We just left off with Goof by Binar Pilot. We opened the whole thing up with Breaking Out by the Proto Men. They're actually in New York. They're going to be doing, I think they're going to be doing
so close.
Yeah, I know, right? No, they're doing...
Let's just hop right over there.
They're doing, not The City Made Us, I can't think of, Light Up the Night. They're showing off their 60-minite Light Up the Night at one of the big places.
That's
going to
be really
York,
cool
so.
In New York.
Yeah, so let's talk about our main segment, which is some Switch news, some Nintendo news. This is largely a Nintendo show.
I have conflicted feelings on this whole segment.
As do I. Let's go ahead and just break right into it and discuss
dive into
some of
it.
So we just watched a video, I think it's called Nintendo Has a Rough Launch or something, or Switch Rough Launch or whatever, where effectively they're looking at how the Switch is dealing with, or how the Switch is succumbing to some of these launch day issues. Now, not a minor point at all, it's a big deal. The Switch is the best-selling video game console by Nintendo in the company's
in history.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
They said the first two. Well, I'm sorry. They say the first 2 day sales surpass any system. So it's not like it's already outsold the Wii or whatever. It's just on the first 2 days, it's outsold the Wii. But we don't know if that's going to continue. I mean,
but so I don't remember this many problems with the Wii at launch. I might just
no, no. I don't
it
think
may have
was.
Been a while, but I don't remember.
Well, you know, they were doing a lot of different things, but I think they were still playing it safe. I mean, with the Wii, and I'm saying that they introduced touch controls, they introduced the motion controls, but I think there was a lot more safe ground to kind of deal with then. While we're talking about the good stuff, Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild, best selling launch title in the company's history, in Nintendo's
history. Amazing.
And it looks amazing. It beat out Super Mario 64, and we're not taking into account things that have been bundled with systems like Nintendo Land or Wii Fit or things like that. So now let's talk about the bad parts. Let's talk about the parts that we really wish it wasn't so, but it totally is so.
Okay, so before we jump into this, I was totally going to buy a Wii.
Yes.
Or I did buy a Wii.
You're going to buy a Switch.
I was going to buy a Switch.
Right.
I problem was, like I said last week, I canceled my order by accident, and then by the time everything settled and I went to go get one, it was sold out everywhere.
Right, absolutely.
There's not one in this state, as far as I know.
Well, so the interesting thing is we both have a mutual friend that has a Switch that either one
totally
of us
can buy. And I was totally
going
to buy it.
Right. And then we saw this video, and we kind of discussed some of it. Now, the nice thing is, we'll talk about that kind of as the silver lining of all this in a minute.
Okay.
The Switch has had some hardware problems. We don't know how far spread it is, how widespread the problems are, because not everybody
right. It's
that
easy to
a
find
Switch,
them online because internet.
Right, you're looking for it. We don't know that everybody that bought a Switch isn't necessarily going to have problems.
I would love to
problems.
Know what the fail rates are right now. Because
I don't
remember,
know,
what was it? The
360.
The 360,
the original
yeah.
360, yeah. I don't know that we are going to know what the fail rates are. Nintendo seems very private about things like that. Again, it's not very, there's not a lot of pride in how bad something can suck. and I don't know that everybody that has a Switch that is having problems is also a video blogger that's going to post it online.
Right. So it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. And if somehow you can get access to the I guess, customer database of Switch owners.
I mean, call the Russians?
Thanks. NSA, I need this, you know. Let's talk, take it from the top.
Don't call the Russians.
Let's take it from the top, because there are some things that are just, you know, first gen launch jitters that right. can probably be fixed with software. Then there's some hardware problems, and then there are some things that are just not being handled well. Let's start with...
We have a list.
Let's start with, for $300, let's just say that $300, that is cheaper than the Wii U right now. $300
is what I expect, kind of. Like, that's what I was expecting, and I feel like that's priced well for what it is.
I think that's priced
for a working console.
Because you would pay, it's double the price of a 3DS, I think, and the games are substantially better, or substantially more feature-packed than the 3DS games. You've got...
But that Pokemon,
you've got an excellent launch title with Breath of the Wild.
Right. You have an excellent launch
right,
title.
That's it. You know,
it's a Zelda box.
1-2 Switch, that might not appeal to most people. If you're not a Zelda...
I really feel they should have packaged that in, though.
Like,
it should be this console's Wii Sports.
I guess the question we should answer before the hardware thing is, you know, should you buy it? Well, if you have a Wii U and you want to play Zelda for the Wii U. Because
that's what I plan on doing.
Breath of the Wild, it's not 900p, it's 720p, but that's fine. It's virtually the same experience holistically. It doesn't look any better or worse subjectively on the Switch than it does on the Wii U. And you're going to
spend. I don't even think the performance differences are major.
There's weird things like performance drops, like FPS hits goes from 30 to 20, and it is only in 30 frames per second, but FPS isn't all that, you know. It drops from 30 to 20 at different random places in the game, but it does happen on both consoles.
At different
random places. So
there you go.
You know, it will happen, but it's not going to be consistent. It's not like, and it's just how games are at work sometimes, you know, and maybe that's some software thing that they'll patch out. But if you just want this because it's new, wait a little bit, because we got some stuff. We're going to talk about it. It's pretty crazy. For $300, you get a handheld, dockable sort of game console that is a hybrid. It's not necessarily meant to replace the Wii U, but I have a feeling it might. It might end up replacing the Wii U, but maybe not the 3DS. You know?
Right. Well, no, if I can use my words on the radio, that's exactly where I want this to sit. I want you to replace the main home console.
Right. I feel like taking the Switch out in the real world, like on a bus or whatever, that's probably not the best thing to do. Now, taking it around your house, like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Undock, take it to the bathroom with me.
Well, I was like, wash your hands afterwards. Always play my Wii U, like, laying on my bed anyway.
Right.
So, like, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
I don't have to have this giant TV on.
The initial
issues... Which sounds weird to some people.
The initial issues with this range from incredibly sort of small relative to the big issues. Small being things like dead pixels. Dead pixels being stuck pixels or pixels that appear to be off or one solid color.
Which is not covered by Nintendo.
Which is not covered. They actually said on there that this is a characteristic of LCD screens and should not be considered to be a defect, which is technically true. However, if I bought a brand new console and I saw that there were 5 or 6 dead pixels in a line on my screen,
I'd be very sad.
I'd be upset. I'd be angry even, because we've got this thing that I paid a lot of money for and now here it is and it's not working. You know, it's brand new. I'd take it back and I'd want to get a new one until I could randomly get one that doesn't have dead pixels. And even then, like, you still could get dead pixels later. Moving on, they have connectivity issues with the Joy-Con controllers. With those controllers, the left controller seemingly loses connectivity with the system if you go too far back. And it seems random.
Yeah, I was saying that distance isn't consistent. Doesn't seem like it has to be far either.
Right. If there's water nearby, Nintendo famously said stay away from aquariums. And we're like, what? What does that mean? Like, that's a very...
I live in southern Louisiana.
We're in an aquarium. Or they say buy a pro controller, which isn't a bad thing, but I don't want to have to buy
a controller. It should not be required.
Yeah, the Joy-Con controllers that ship with the thing should just work. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
They also have the weird, like, slidey bits, the shoulder button bits that have the wrist strap on it.
After you take it off.
Yeah, yeah, you disconnect the Joy-Cons from both sides of the display. You dock the display, let's say, and then you have the Joy-Cons that you slide a shoulder button. It's got two buttons on the top. If you don't match up the pluses and the minuses, effectively the little indicators to tell you which side is which, and you push it on all the way, it won't go on all of the way, but you won't be able to, like, fish hooks. It, like, sticks in there. You won't be able to take it off.
And apparently, though, it's really easy to slide on that way.
It's incredibly easy. There's very little resistance, and it's almost impossible. There's a kid online who's like, you need a flathead screwdriver or a tool or something, get under there and flip a thing. And I'm sure that kid's going to make money on that video alone. Unless Nintendo is like,
so much ad revenue.
You can't have our Switch console, our controller in there, you know.
Right.
Moving on, though, it looks like, you know, terrible Wi-Fi signal. Seemingly weird. Like, you should be able to dock it and have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
If you can take it out and you have Wi-Fi, you should be able to put it in the dock and have Wi-Fi. But it seems like the dock
might
be...
a piece of plastic shouldn't deter Wi-Fi signals
that badly.
But it seems
something with it is. It's really, really crazy. And then we get into, you know, random crashes, which might be software. You know, if there's a bug with the software, we'll figure it out. I don't know that the console is reporting back any log data. I'd feel that that would be something they want to do, but might not do. Because it's all weird. Like, you don't
Read the EULA for once. Let us know.
Right, right. You don't want companies to take all your data because there might be data in there that you don't want them to have, and they might do something you don't want them
to
do.
Like Microsoft taking the names of files you click on?
Exactly that. But at the same time, I mean, you
just
need
all your files.
Microsoft needs
things.
Good, like, diagnostic data. Or Nintendo needs good
good Microsoft data.
Yeah, to
business
to figure out how to fix the problems. Of which, you know, there are frequently there are a lot of them.
There seems to be numerous problems. Again, we don't know how frequent they are.
System crashes it's just turns off, or the Zelda game quits, or maybe it doesn't recognize when you put the cartridge in there or not. But then we get into some crazy issues. Overheating. All right, overheating's a real thing. It's a super compact, dense device.
I feel like, though, if you're going to release this type of device, you should have had that worked out by now.
Oh, there should have been thermal imaging
going on. Especially
in
2017.
Yes, but it's always weird, you know. Maybe they overshot the Switch by what, like a year or two?
Yeah.
I know they overshot Zelda by 2 years. They're supposed to come out in 2015
right.
for the Wii U, almost as like a launch title or a mid title. The Wii U came out in 2013, I think. So, but it's just it gets worse from there, Barry. It goes from being overheating to the GPU might actually have like some serious problems.
I think it gets permanently damaged from the overheating. Headcanon theory.
We were looking at some of the video that was going through, and we were seeing how, like, there was extreme artifacting.
Well, at first, I thought it was ribbon cables for the LCD screen,
like, flip phones used to
have
that problem.
It looked like that. But then I saw that it was doing it even on displays. So, obviously,
right.
It's an issue with the GPU.
Unless they ran the dock through the ribbon cable. Unless that's the thing that they did.
It should go through the USB, and so it should be a digital signal out.
I don't know. I mean, again, like, I guess depending on the architecture of the thing, it could be weird.
I'm not a hardware engineer, but...
But this resonates in so many different... Or this sort of manifests itself in so many different ways. It goes from crazy artifacts that's barely playable as a game to a completely unplayable experience to the screen being a negated image to being a darkened image to being just fragments and craziness. And then the
noises...
And
again, I love all this. It looks cool. I mean, I don't want my device to do this.
Like
I just paid $300.
What I would
want
to do is I'd want to blow this up on a big giant screen, and I'd want to put it in the middle of an art exhibit and call it like, you know, Techo Decor or something, you know, Techno Destroy or something as an art exhibit, as an art piece. But I would not want to pay $300 and get this and open it up and go like, oh, wow, that's cool. I'll never fix this. I'm okay with throwing my $300
away. No, exactly. That's my point.
You know, it's everything from the flickering to the wireless signal to the weird, crazy crashes. And then on top of that, it's just straight up bad design. The dock actually frequently scratches
the screen.
Apparently the screen is plastic. Like a plastic
Which
overlay.
It's probably the same thing they use on the DS.
Yes. It's like a felt plastic. And the reason that I've heard that they do that is because they want it to flex a little bit if you were to drop it.
Yeah, it's probably that same.
Yeah. That's about it. It's not a glass screen. So you know, with all of these issues, no matter how good Zelda is, you know, and Zelda, don't get me wrong, Zelda is, again...
Even the Wii U doesn't have these issues.
From Nick Wingfield, Zelda for Nintendo Switch is the best-selling standalone launch title not bundled with a game like a la Wii Sports in Nintendo history. That's fantastic. It's
really great. Because it's I love the art style. It's making me want to play Zelda again after the original Zelda... Made me never
no,
want to
after,
touch
after
Zelda
the actual,
again.
Well, I've heard that this is very much similar to that game. There's less hand-holding, but because it's a 3D game and it's more modern, I guess it's a little easier to sort of consume that.
Well, I mean, that one was just unfair. The original was just unfair. You just had to run across walls and hit buttons and see if things happened.
Well, I mean, there was a manual you probably needed to read, you know?
Yeah, probably.
let's finish up the Switch segment, and then we'll end out the show after some songs. But if you have any idea, like say you want to get a Switch, you get it and you're watching it, there's an incredibly lackluster sort of landscape for apps. There's no Netflix, there's no Plex, there's no Pandora.
Well, and again, that's very Nintendo-y, and they've stated that they were trying to make a gaming console, and I respect that if the gaming console works.
Right, I want to see the gaming console first.
Because, I mean, I have a smartphone. I don't need something to launch
but
on
top of that, we were talking about this, I think, last week or a few weeks ago, about how they're killed off Street Pass, and they've changed their their sort of social media presence around and their communities around. You would think that this time they would have gone with a little more inclusion and sort of ability to transfer things, but absolutely not.
Right.
Apparently, if for Legend of Zelda again, because that's really the only game on it right now.
Well, they released an entire new account system.
Right. So you would think that that would be, I don't know, based on cloud saving or take a note out of Xbox One and you know, Sony's book. It's not like they patented the idea of cloud saves.
Exactly.
Or Steam or, you know, Origin or anything that has cloud saves. The Switch absolutely does not have cloud saves. If you want to beat Legend of Zelda, you cannot do it on more than one console. You have to do it on the console you start.
Why does it even save to the cartridge?
I don't
know. The DS does that.
It literally will only save to the system's memory. The 32 gigs that you get with the Switch, that's all you have to work with for installs that aren't on the that aren't on the card, and for save states or save games, which is insane to me because, I mean, the save games can't be very large.
No, they're not. I wonder how many blocks they are.
Shut up. Shut up. Let's cut to two songs and come back. This is we're gonna listen to Airbrushed by Anamanaguchi and Critical Hit by No More Kings. We'll come back, we'll end out the show. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Critical Hit by No More Kings. Before that, Airbrushed by Anamanaguchi. Thanks again for hanging out with us.
We
made it 2 weeks in a row.
Two-week streak.
We really appreciate all of the listeners.
I think we get bonus XP for that.
We do. We're both going to level up pretty soon.
Yeah.
If you want to check out any of the backlogged episodes of the show, we actually caught up. We're almost at 150 episodes. I think this is probably like 147
online?
Or 148. Yeah, that we have uploaded. All the way back since season three. This is when Will North was the co-host. That was a season four you came on.
Right.
And that was two seasons, or three seasons rather, after the start of Experience Points back in 2000.
When you were sitting in a dark room doing it by yourself.
Yeah, but it wasn't even talk. It was just like listening to a bunch of music. So, which was fine. That's cool. We've had music shows since then, and it's worked out, but yeah. I like the co-host. I like the hosting thing.
Aww.
I like the talking about the stuff.
Aww.
So I know after my own heart.
You just want a player number two.
That's it. That's all I really wanted. Player number two. But thanks for listening. We have a website where all that backlog audio is. If you want to check it out, Bear, what is the website?
It's at exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We also have social media that you can like, subscribe, follow, and tweet to us with. It's at exppoints.com/social. That's the landing page for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus, Steam community, all of that stuff. We also have iTunes and Stitcher, as well as Spotify and Google Play podcast services. If you want to sync us up to any of your many devices, except the Switch, you're not going to be able to do
it
on the Switch.
Yeah, you couldn't.
It has like a web browser. That's
no, strange. It doesn't.
This is just insane to me. It's practically an Android tablet.
I respect
so.
That. That's an okay decision with me.
I don't know. It's like it doesn't take much to add that Chromium will work on anything.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't see it as a necessity. But the problem is, it has too many other issues. If it was an amazing, groundbreaking gaming console,
then maybe
that's what I would. Love.
I agree, but we will certainly have to watch it and see. We'll catch you up whenever we find out more.
We all know Splatoon's going to get me.
Of course it will. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and end out the show. We'll catch you next week from 9 to 10 p.m. Thanks for hanging out with us again. We're going to end it with Heads Up, Hearts Down by I Fight Dragons. I've been MG.
And I've been Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.